Nah, keep it moving.
We're always moving.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Y'all looking so somber. Have to come out of class like that. Amen. Well, we want to take this opportunity to welcome those of you, Darrell campus students. We also have students via Roku. And Apostle has already prayed. This is an apostolic training center, not a religion. But we function from apostolic ministry. What that means is every instructor is connected to the apostle. Amen. Listen, it's about God's agenda through the apostle, and we're just here to help facilitate that which God has put in him. Now, this particular class is entitled Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Moving in the gifts. So That's what class you will be. You should have your books by now. Of course, I'll be teaching material from the book and other materials that I have received to help you to grasp what we're trying to do in the School of Ministry, which is to convert pretty much the whole church to apostolic government. Now, with that understanding, the first thing we need to understand about moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, we have to deal with God, the Holy Spirit. Okay, you cannot move in the gifts if you don't understand the giver of the gifts. That you understand that. You can't function. It's kind of like sometimes people want your gift, but they don't want you. Okay, so we need to understand, number one, that the Holy Spirit himself functions from apostolic government. Now, you're going to hear these terms over and over and over again. But the term apostolic simply means what? Government. Y'all understand that? It means government. The Holy Spirit functions under orders. And I'm going to show you that in the scripture so you could see it. Okay. The second thing is the Holy Spirit only moves, listen to this, at the command of God's voice. The Holy Spirit only moves at the command of God's voice. That is the voice of the Father and the voice of the Son. Now, I'm going to prove this out to you. So when you start thinking about moving in the gifts of the Spirit, you're going to find out that you can't do this on your own. Okay, and there's some terms we're going to have to clarify, because many people think when they are born of the Spirit, they're filled with the Spirit. So we have a lot of territory to cover. All right. So once again, the Holy Spirit is apostolic. He acts or functions under government. He only functions according to God's command. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The next thing I want you, and I'm going to come back and give you some scriptures to validate these things. The Holy Spirit is like unto Jesus in these facts. Number one, he was sent. All right. So even the Holy Spirit was sent. Whenever you hear the word sent, that means you are under authority. That means you're functioning from someone. So he was sent and he is given words to speak. He does nothing on his own. The Holy Spirit don't even talk about himself. His one mission is to teach all believers the agenda of the Father for the earth realm. Okay? Now, y'all know we get excited about the gifts now. Yeah, people prophesying. But a lot of prophesying has been prophelying. Because people are so excited about getting a word. And let me tell you something. Any man or woman speaking into your life and calling it prophecy, they better make sure it's something God had said. And not something they dreamt up. That's why we must understand that the Holy Spirit is apostolic. He operates and functions under government. So watch this. So words that we get to give to people is God the Father and God the Son relaying it to him to give it to us to give to somebody else. So anytime that connection is broken, there's not going to be a flow. All right. All right. Now turning your Bibles to Genesis 1:1-1:2. Write these scriptures down because I may not have time to read all of them. I want you to specifically read St. John 14, St. John 15, St. John 16. You have a lot of reading to do. If you're going to be a student, if you're going to be close, you're going to have to read. Amen. Somebody say, Apostle just gave us two chapters. Now here he come giving us three chapters out the Bible. All right. Now, Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:2. Okay. Y'all got it? King James Version, read. All of y'all read. You can read. My reader to the back this year. I don't know why he back there, but he's supposed to be up here. But y'all go ahead on and read. What does it say? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The word God there is the word Elohim. It's a uniplural noun, uniplural, meaning it bespeaks the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Read. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now notice, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. Read. And God said. Come on. And God
said.
Come on. What did God say?
Let there be light.
And there was light. Okay, now this is what I'm trying to show you. See, the book of Genesis is the seedbed of all revelation. It goes back to the way God originally did something. You understand that? It's the original. All right, put it another way. The book of Genesis is the book of beginnings. If you want to know how something works, always go back to the beginning. You understand? Okay, so watch how God functions. The Bible says the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the deep, moved upon the face of the waters, but nothing happened. In the same way, when it's time, y'all remember the birth of Jesus? Y'all remember the Bible said that a virgin was going to conceive a child, right? And we know in Luke chapter 1, when the angel appeared to Mary and told her you are blessed and highly favored and told her that you were going to conceive the Christ child. And she asked the question, how is this going to happen? Seeing I don't know a man, I've not been intimate with a man. So how am I going to get pregnant when I have never been intimate with a man? And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Will move upon you. And that holy thing conceived. See, the Holy Spirit got to come upon, then the word got to be released, then conception takes place. Do y'all understand what I just said? I'm trying to show you how the Holy Spirit works. So once you start talking about moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, you realize you can't go into the spirit world on your own. Because they have many voices, but you got to hear the right one. So the Holy Spirit doesn't move until you hear what? God's voice. And that's what makes the Holy Spirit what? Apostolic. The word apostolic is not a religion. It simply means just like I learned in America how to function in democracy. Oh, come on. Y'all know that the home of the brave, land of the free. Come on. How many of y'all? Come on. How many of y'all know the song? You from America? Okay, you should know this song. We're from the land of the what? Brave and the home of the free. Now, how free are you? Because even freedom got boundaries. All right. You want an example? Well, you are free to go right outside there on Highway 22 where Word of Life is located. You are free to open up your car. If it go 140, hit it. You're free to do it. But they do have some rules out there that say this is a 40 mile per hour speed zone. Now you free to go. But they got somebody out there about to enforce a rule that you're going to come in contact with. So what are you saying, man of God? In moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, you just don't get to go out on your own. You got to have a governor. You got to have some boundaries. You have to have some rules of engagement because the Holy Spirit himself is apostolic and he's not going to impart nothing to you if you don't learn how to function in government. Are y'all with me? Okay, let's go farther. Now, I told you he moves at the command of the Father and the Son. So turn to St. John 16. St. John the 16th chapter. When you understand this, and the reason I'm hitting this so hard right from the beginning is because you're going to understand that you cannot move in any of the nine manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit without first understanding how to function in prophecy. That's why Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13, and 1 Corinthians 14, when he started talking about the manifestations of the Spirit and how these gifts function, are you listening? He understood that in order for you to function in these gifts, you got to know the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. You have to know how he operates. All right. All right. Let's go. You're in St. John 16, verse 7. What does it say? This is Jesus speaking. Nevertheless, I tell you, it is expedient for you
that I go away.
For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will what?
Send him.
Doesn't the word, is an apostle a sent one?
Yeah.
Jesus was a sent one.
Yeah.
All right. So just like Jesus was a sent one and he was under instruction, he didn't do nothing of himself. He didn't do nothing of himself. Jesus, see, this is the secret. This is the secret to apostolic ministry. You do nothing of yourself. It is God at work in you, both to will and to do all his good pleasure. God working in us, his inner workings in us, is through the person and the work of God, the Holy Spirit. Without an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, we will flop in ministry. One of the strongest things you will see in Apostle Thompson's life is the ministry of the Holy Spirit in him. His prayer life is off the chart, and he's training us, training for reigning. And it begins with that intimacy with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus says, expedient for you that I go away, for if I don't go away, the Comforter. The word Comforter comes from a Greek word, parakletos, meaning one called alongside to help. Okay? In St. John 14, Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter, another comforter. The word another means one of the same sort, one of the same kind. Let me make it plain to you. The Holy Spirit is to be to us in the earth realm today what Jesus was to the 12 men he was training when he was here.
Wow.
Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
The 12 depended on Jesus. We got to depend on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, listen to me very carefully. The Holy Spirit is God in the spirit as Jesus was God in the flesh. The Holy Spirit was doing the training. Jesus did not function on his own. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. Nevertheless, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I don't go, the Comforter won't come. All right. Now, when the Comforter comes, he's given assignment of what he's going to do. All right. Now, drop down to the 12th verse. What does it say? Now, look, listen to this now. This is Jesus, who is the head of the church, talking. He says, I have many things I want to say unto you, but you are not able to bear them now. In other words, I know I done trained you for these 3 years, but there's some stuff I want to tell you, but you're not able to bear them now. But when I leave you, I'm going to send someone back to you that I can tell him to tell you what I got to say after he have trained you to be able to handle what I'm going to say to you. Come on, read it. St. John 16:12. Read. What does it say?
I have many things to say
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. How be it? When he, now listen to him, the spirit of truth, listen, the spirit of reality, the spirit who authored the word, the one who knows the deep things of God, the one who knows, who searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit doesn't talk about himself. He only reveals God's agenda, God's plan, God's purpose, God's pursuit for your life. See, we sometimes get so caught up with the gifts, we don't know the person. If you don't know the person, you're going to abuse the gift. Because the gift is not a show gift to show how spiritual you are. All right. Keep reading that verse. I need to go farther down. Come on.
He will guide you.
Now, he is the spirit of truth. He is the spirit of reality. He's also a guide.
Yes.
Now, if you ever taken a tour, you don't want to be on a tour with some person in there who know more than the tour guide. Because
right.
You're not going to understand nothing the tour guide's saying, because he know everything but nothing. He ain't never been to the city. Don't know where the nicks and the crannies are. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They are a good tour guide. He knows the history. He stops and he tells you what year the building was built, when the street was erected, who did all of this. A tour guide makes sure you don't get lost while you're on the tour. The Holy Spirit will take you on a tour into all of God's perfect agenda for your life. Read.
He'll guide you into all truth.
There it is. For he shall not what?
Speak of himself.
He shall not what?
Speak of himself.
All right. So the Holy Spirit say, don't you. I'm not here to talk about me. I'm carrying out the Father's agenda and the Son's agenda in the earth realm. I'm the silent partner, but I get a lot done. Because, watch this, I get information from headquarters. The kingdom of heaven is where the Father and the Son are. The kingdom of God is within you. The Holy Spirit is within you. The Holy Spirit is your navigation system that's put in you. Punch the right buttons, get the right coordinates, and you're going to end up where you're supposed to be. He'll take you through the traffic that's in the spirit world to get you your miracle. But you got to learn how to follow him. Which means you have to be under government. Come on now. See, this government thing is a serious thing, because most of us want to act on our what? Government is not here to take away your freedom. It's here to protect you and guard you in it, so you can get to your destiny. Because if you become lawless, government will shut you down. All right? Y'all with me so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Keep reading. A little bit more.
But whatsoever he shall hear.
Nah, that's what I want you to see. He's apostolic, right?
Right.
So he can't move till he hears something. You ready for this? You can't move till the man you connected to hears something on your behalf. You get ants in your pants. You want to dance. Everybody want to minister. Everybody a pastor. Everybody a preacher. Everybody a prophet. You ain't a doggone thing till the man you are submitted to speak. And he got to hear from God in order to talk to you. If he doesn't hear from God, he don't need to tell you nothing. Sit your tail down till he get a revelation. This is apostolic training.
Amen.
I don't worry about preaching or going nowhere. I'm under the tutelage of a modern day apostle.
Yes.
And if it take me 50 years to get to where I gotta go, I'd rather be submitted to him 50 years than to go out as an ignorant preacher and don't know nothing. Because I got a gift, but I don't have a daddy.
Amen.
Y'all kind of quiet. I don't know who y'all. Read the Bible, sir.
But whatsoever he shall hear,
that shall he speak.
And he will show you,
things to come. Read.
He shall glorify me.
For he shall receive of mine. All right, now listen to me. When he says he shall receive of mine, it's talking about the kingdom agenda. Everything that we're in life doing is about, what reason am I here? Why did God choose me to be here at this point in time in history? And I need to be up under government so I could get this straight. They gave me a new time, so I'm going to be all right. Just make sure I don't go 1 minute past 8:50. Is that right? Okay. So I don't have this alarm set. So if anything, if I go over time, see, I'm under authority. Yes. I don't care how anointed you are. Yes. You're under authority. Yes. So I will throw the phone at the people. Yes. That's okay. She gonna notify me when they got 2 minutes left. She gonna go 2 minutes and I'm gonna say that's it. Because I'm under what?
Authority.
There you go. And being under authority means I'm under government, which means I'm functioning from an apostolic mantle.
Yes.
And when you learn to do that, you're gonna be real powerful in this class. Holy Spirit to be able to talk to you because he can trust you.
Amen.
You don't have to be Sister Bucket Mouth to prove to everybody you got a gift. Shata, speaking tongues. Oh, mama, my knee hurts. Too sudden. Okay. Now, here we go. All right. So y'all see that. Now, he going to show you things to come. He's going to take of Jesus and reveal it unto you. All right. So we got that right. So now y'all understand that the Holy Spirit is sent. You know, because he going to speak the words of God to you. Not just anything he hear, the word of God. Y'all got it? Okay, let's go on. Mm-hmm. Now. Yeah, we got that. Mm-hmm. Romans 8:26. 1 Corinthians 2:9-14. Come on, Romans 8:26-27, 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Likewise.
Now, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes,
says likewise.
The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities.
The Holy Spirit is here to help our infirmities.
For we know not what we should pray for.
We don't know what we should pray for.
As we ought. But the Spirit himself.
Maketh intercession for us.
With groanings.
Which cannot be uttered.
And he that searcheth the hearts.
God who searcheth the hearts.
Knoweth what is the mind of the who?
Mind of the who?
Spirit.
Why does God need to know the mind of the Spirit? Because it is the Holy Spirit who search all things. Yes, the deep things of God. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
And so the mission of the Holy Spirit, once again, is to get you on God's agenda. So now watch what I'm about to say. You say, well, what this class is about? I thought it was moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. That's where we going. Y'all want step number one? Huh? You need a Holy Spirit prayer life. Speaking in tongues and praying in the Spirit is the gateway and the doorway that will unlock all. Notice I say unlock. Unlock all of the gifts of the Spirit. It begins with a prayer life, but not just a prayer life. It's only so much you can do in English. So let's give a quick class, because I'm sure all of you in here speak in tongues. Raise your hand if you speak in tongues. Online, let me see. Don't drop your coffee cup. Put your hand, because you ain't supposed to be drinking no coffee while you're watching this and eating a biscuit. Okay, now, I'm looking at every hand. All right, I want to make sure. No, look, keep your hand up, because if you're not filled with the Spirit, it might get you up here. Okay, now, but you can put your hands down. Now, let me tell you why that's important.
Because people want to move in the gifts once again, but they don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul, in I believe it's Ephesians 3, he talks about being strengthened with might by God's Spirit in your inner man. In Jude, it says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit. Paul said, I will pray with my understanding. That is the natural language that you came here with. All right. And if you learn Spanish, that don't mean you're talking in tongues. Okay. So you might say our Father's prayer in Spanish, but you learned it. Shut up. Don't talk to me. I know what I'm talking about. Okay, we got people. You can't fool somebody who got been around spiritual things. Okay, but praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. One of the first things we do under apostolic government, when we get up in the morning, we gonna pray. See, if you're going to be connected to somebody, follow the pattern. Apostle wants to develop in us a strong prayer life. As students of this school, you need to get on board. Amen. The first thing you do when you get up in the morning, I want you praying in the Spirit. Amen. Pray in the Spirit. I mean, you got to make time. Don't tell me you don't have time to pray. You got time to drink coffee. You got time to go to McDonald's. You got time to do all these little things. Baby, let me tell you something. Priority. We got to learn how to prioritize. We got to learn what's important. Jesus had a strong prayer life. As a matter of fact, you will find this out. After Jesus was filled with the Spirit. Y'all remember that? Now remember, we got, how much time we got before I get too crazy out here? Okay, listen. Being born of the Spirit is one level. Being filled with the Spirit is another level. I know people probably have never heard this, but Jesus himself was not only born of the Spirit, he was filled with the Spirit. Are you listening to me? And you ready for this? Not only was he filled with the Spirit, he had such a relationship with him, now the Holy Spirit can drive him. Yeah, I know we like that little nice term, being led of the Spirit, but the Bible said Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Here's my question to you. What the Bible says, he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Huh? Didn't say the tempter showed up all 40 days. Said the Holy Spirit took him out there to train him to handle being tempted. Wow. Now, let me show you why. 39 days full of prayer. Yes. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Yes. Why is it good to pray in the Holy Ghost? So you can start learning to hear the voice of God. Because yes, if you can hear the voice of God, the enemy can't mess with you. So watch this. He spends those days praying in the Spirit. Notice, God ain't afraid of the devil. Neither should you be. Because when you are trained, you can reign. So why was he out there training? So that he can hear the voice of the Spirit. So that when the tempter came and quoted scripture out of context, because he was so well trained, he can say, you quote the scripture, but that's not the revelation behind the scripture. You understand? Because once you hear the voice, then you become powerful. Because Jesus didn't do anything without the voice of his Father. Jesus said, I'm not here to do it on my own. That's St. John 5:30. You get it. St. John chapter 14, you read it. Jesus say, you don't know I'm in the Father and the Father's in me? He say, the works that I do, I'm only doing what I see my Father do. I'm only saying what I hear my Father say. Well, how could Jesus do what the Father see, what he saw his Father do, or say what he heard his Father say? through the revelator, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit hears God's voice and will tell it to you, and the Holy Spirit will show you what God wants you to do. See y'all next week.